The motive unclear. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Authorities in Tulsa, Oklahoma say they're still gathering information after a shooting this evening at a medical building. Police say four people were killed, the shooter also dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
This campus is sacred ground for our community. For decades, this campus has been a place where people have come to work. Heroes have come to work every day to save the lives of people in our community.
The identity of the shooter has not been released. Police say he's a black male between 35 and 40 years old. The 18-year-old accused in last month's shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket has been indicted by a grand jury on 25 counts, including first-degree murder and murder as a hate crime. Peyton Gendron was already charged with murder and has pled not guilty. He's due in court tomorrow. Help from overseas to ease the baby formula shortage.
Two flights from Australia carrying 380,000 pounds of Bubs Australia formula will arrive in Pennsylvania and California next week. The shipments represent over 4.5 million 8-ounce bottles. It's the second such announcement today. The administration says shipments of Kindamil formula will be flown to the U.S. from London over a 3-week period beginning June 9th. Those flights will carry nearly 4 million bottles worth of formula.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A major recall and Abbott Nutrition plant shutdown contributed to a shortage of U.S. formula earlier this year. The FDA has since eased restrictions on importing formula. The World Health Organization says it assumes the COVID outbreak in North Korea is getting worse, not better, despite Pyongyang's claims COVID is slowing there. The WHO's emergencies chief was appealing to North Korean authorities for more information about its outbreak. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A freak accident has claimed the life of a woman vacationing in Florida.
An Illinois woman was killed Monday when her parasail was cut loose amid a storm off the Florida Keys. The Coast Guard says her 10-year-old son and 9-year-old nephew were also injured when they collided with the old 7-mile bridge. Florida's Wildlife Agency says the operator told them he cut the line because the parasail was dragging the boat. A nearby boater rushed to rescue them, taking them to waiting paramedics. The 10-year-old boy battered but awake, the 9-year-old unconscious, wrapped in the parasail. Sail lines. The 33-year-old woman had already died before they reached a marina. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Sheryl Sandberg, the second in command at Facebook parent company Meta, has announced she's stepping down. A judge has denied former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's request for a new trial against the New York Times.
Sarah Palin's lawyers had asked for a new libel trial against the New York Times, but the judge who presided over the first one gave them a resounding no. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff said Palin failed to introduce, quote, even a speck of evidence necessary to prove actual malice by the paper. Her attorneys had asked for either a new trial or for the judge to disqualify himself as biased against the former Republican vice presidential candidate, citing rulings they claimed were errors. In a 2017 editorial, the Times falsely linked Palin's campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. The Times acknowledged the editorial was inaccurate and corrected the errors, which they called, quote, an honest mistake. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The government of Spain is considering a bill that would require companies to have human customer service reps answer phones rather than computer prompts when a customer asks to speak to a human. It's one of a series of measures proposed by Spain's left-wing coalition government. One agency had said the law is needed because far too many companies create bureaucracies to stop people from getting the help they need. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.